Hello and welcome to AL.com's Quick Picks, a brief podcastlet with myself, Francesca Scalisi, and my co-host, Matt Scalisi, and Ben Flanagan's recommendations of the new releases this week in Birmingham and the surrounding areas. All right, we're going to use a simple system of see it or skip it, and maybe a one or two sentence reason why we vote yay or nay on it. So the first film we'll be discussing is The Grey, a movie which Matt informed me a few minutes before this podcast stars Liam Neeson and is about wolves. So Ben, see it or skip it?
See it. I will definitely see this in the theater. I believe in Liam Neeson, and I don't think I can go farther beyond saying it's Liam Neeson fighting wolves in the Arctic forest, so that's all you really need to know.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take my turn now, because I'm going to use your reason why you will see it, and use that as my reason to say, let's skip it. Matt?
I'm just not on board with the Liam Neeson punching people in the face genre that has sort of emerged the last few years, so I'm going to go skip it.
Ooh. All right. The next new release is Man on Ledge, or as it was said quippily on the old Twitter, I believe Damon Lindelof said, it should be called Man on Ledge, : This is literal title, or something to that effect. I'm going to say skip it, because I don't have any idea what it's about other than the man on a ledge. Matt?
I'm going to say also skip it, because the cast is Sam Worthington, Elizabeth Banks, and Ed Harris, and I just fell asleep.
You love Elizabeth Banks. Ben, your opinion?
Oh, I'm skipping it for sure. mainly because Sam Worthington has the most inexplicable movie mullet since Jean-Claude Van Damme in Hard Target.
Wow. All right. And our last new release this weekend is One for the Money. Ben Flanagan, I know you're planning on seeing this one.
Well, if it is the prequel to the Matthew McConaughey Al Pacino movie, Two for the Money, the gambling drama, then I'll think about it, but I hear that it's not, so I think I'll skip it. No offense to Katherine Heigl.
All right, I think I'm going to skip it with all offense to Katherine Heigl and her world's most terrible New Jersey accent. Matt Scalisi.
This movie couldn't be less appealing to a man in his late 20s, and I think it isn't going to appeal to anybody else other than that group either. So I'd be surprised if anybody else decides to see this movie, but I certainly won't be.
Alrighty, and we have a number of sort of acclaimed movies that are still playing in theaters around town in this Oscar season. So how about of those still playing, Ben, do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, it seems that the theatrical run of War Horse, the Steven Spielberg Best Picture nominee, is fading fast. It's actually leaving Tuscaloosa this weekend. So if it's playing at a theater near you, I highly recommend you check it out. It's really good. I don't understand the backlash. It's pure Spielberg.
All right. Well, Matt, what about you?
I'm going to recommend a film that Francesca and I saw over the weekend that we actually should have a Cinematrimony podcast out there that we can link to in the AL.com post, but it is The Artist, the Best Picture nominee that is kind of the buzz of Hollywood right now. And Francesca, I assume that's what you're going to recommend as well.
You assume correct, Matt Scalise. I loved this movie with a fiery passion in my bosom. I recommend The Artist as well. And I believe that's going to wrap it up for our quick picks. If you'd like more of our chit chat, I don't know, scroll down, is that what we say?
Yeah, it'll be right below this one.
For our Friday Flicks Fix, because we're big into alliteration here at AL.com, where we will discuss at length the new and probably some of the current releases out. So, signing off. Bye.